Michigan's farmers sell a lot of dry beans to Mexico, and they have a lot to be nervous about these days. A 5% tariff on products from Mexico is set to kick in next Monday and could be cranked up as high as 25% by October, unless President Trump satisfied that Mexico is doing more to stop the flow of migrants. Mexican officials are saying they're considering retaliatory tariffs, especially on agricultural products from states that supported the president in 2016. Joe Kramer is executive director of the Michigan Bean Commission. The state's most recent figures show Michigan farmers produced $129 million worth of dry beans in 2017-2018. That's a big crop.
Yes, it is a big crop, and we export about half of the black beans that are in that total to Mexico. So obviously our biggest trading partner outside the U.S., very important market to us, and we've worked for probably three generations at least to build those relationships.
When you say three generations, then there's been a lot of serious ground laying and a lot of work going into developing that Mexican market for Michigan's beans.
There has. 35 years ago, our industry probably started traveling to Mexico, specifically Mexico City, and have developed long-term great relationships with the folks in the import. And we're a little nervous that we've dented or damaged that relationship by not being the preferred supplier that we've worked so hard to become. We're very anxious to get this behind us and try to patch the wounds a little bit and move on.
So as these headlines have been unfolding since President Trump tweeted out this threat of punitive tariffs on Mexico, how do you and the farmers you represent feel about all of this?
I think very generally speaking, the farm community has been supportive of President Trump. But the bigger issue of trade is obviously something that they felt needed to be addressed. Probably didn't understand or recognize the domino effect that would come back to hit agriculture pretty hard. And I'm closest to the bean industry. I think beans are taking it on the chin, sort of across the board. Obviously, our bean farmers are also corn farmers and wheat farmers and soybean farmers. So they're kind of getting it from all directions, right? China with soybeans and Mexico with corn and dry beans, et cetera.
And Mexican officials have said if U.S. tariffs go into effect, they could add tariffs of their own. And specifically, they mentioned targeting agricultural products from states that supported President Trump. So that would include Michigan. Do you have any sense as you talk to your counterparts on the Mexican side of the border whether Mexico is considering tariffs for Michigan's beans?
The evening that President Trump tweeted about tariffs to Mexico, I had several conversations with several people in Mexico, and I was a little surprised that there was a portion of them that, generally speaking, agreed with the president. They don't believe that their government has done enough to curb the passage of the folks from south of Mexico through Mexico and into the U.S. So while they're not interested in tariffs, they don't want their trade disrupted. The concept that the Mexican government hasn't done enough, they agreed with that. So they were supportive of their government stepping up. They aren't real anxious to be taxed through a tariff on goods coming or going just like we are.
So what would happen? Let's just kind of roll down to the fall and let's just say the president's not satisfied and we're looking at, 25% tariffs on Mexico and possibly, retaliatory tariffs on your beans. What happens if Michigan bean farmers lose that market in Mexico?
I think that some of the damage has already been done with the lack of a trade agreement being ratified. I think as we move through the NAFTA conversation toward the USMCA conversation, and as that's drug out, our customers south of the border have already began to look at alternative suppliers. So just the conversation alone has our folks looking to Argentina, for example, for black bean. Ramping up tariffs through the growing season isn't going to help any of those relationships by any means. We think we understand the challenge, we being the dry bean growers in the state of Michigan, but at the same time, we don't really want to carry the load on that either of fixing or solving those problems.
A lot of uncertainty for your farmers.
It is, and I think that's the single biggest challenge as farmers work their way through this growing season. We've certainly had weather challenges this spring that only adds pain and agony and frustration to markets that are already depressed, trade negotiations going on in every direction you can imagine, the uncertainty. And I think in the short term, it's caused market depression, but long term, those relationships that we've invested so much time and money in over the years, really tough to bring those folks back to you after you've encouraged them to look elsewhere.
I wonder, I'm sure you do too, how long Michigan's dry bean farmers will be feeling the impact of this.
Well, it's already been quite a while, to be honest. I think most of them have prepared as much as possible for this to carry on longer. We were in D.C. last week, and it was encouraging to hear after our departure that the Chinese are interested in sitting back down, because when those trade talks broke down, it seemed as though all trade talks had kind of taken a hit. So it feels like the easy one to get into play today is the USMCA. Get that signed, get it behind us, and then turn our attention to China. That's going to be a long, drawn-out discussion, but we're encouraged this week that the rumors that the Chinese were interested in getting back to the table, and we hope that that's the case, and we hope they can make some good progress there.
Joe Kramer, Executive Director of the Michigan Bean Commission. Joe, thanks so much.
You're welcome.